Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Welcome to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. No fluff, no guesswork, just proven strategies to help gym owners win.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host today, Randy Angston, joined by Zach Columbia.
I'm in studio. Let's go.
Yes, we're here. Let's go. The new studio. We've got our new setup. As you know, you guys listening to us each week, you know we've rebranded from the Built to Grow Podcast to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. You're going to see a lot of stuff that we're doing this year that's going to be in alignment with the Gym Business Coach stuff, just helping you guys win. That's the name of the game. Today, we're going to dive into a little bit of the customer journey. We're going to take you down, we'll take you down a few paths, I think. We're going to figure out the paths, maybe. But Zach, get started. This is something that you were talking about. I know you're presenting on this at our MDM Live workshop little bit. Yeah, and I think that's probably what stemmed, you know, today's conversation.
Yeah, so we talk about the gym operating system quite a bit. Like we mention it and talk about it, and that's a very high level, right? So you have your different systems in your business. You have your attraction system, which is like, hey, how are we gonna attract people? Obviously, marketing. You have your conversion system, which is how are we going to, once they show up, convert them, or, you know, from the time they become a lead and show interest, convert them. Then we have our ascension system, which is like once they're in the business, how do we continue to ascend them? Delivery.
Yeah, that's important.
Once they convert, you have to deliver. So we have our delivery system, then our ascension system. And so, these different systems, and it's like we talk about that a lot, but and in our coaching program, we break them all down and we go into it, but we don't really do that so much or relate it, connect the dots for people on these episodes. So I wanted to kind of just help you to understand, and I think that the gym operating system is really the thing that differentiates a gym that's like doing okay revenue, but staying at the same place, to then, you know, doing phenomenal revenue and crushing it. And it really, when we kind of narrow it down or zoom in, it's all about the client journey and mapped and unmapped outcomes. So to get you guys to understand this, I want to we'll just look at the attraction
journey.
Yeah. So you get a lead and there's kind of one initial path as soon as that lead comes in, which is like, we're going to nurture that lead to book a consultation. But we start sending them down that path, and that lead could book a consultation, or they could say, hey, I'm interested, but I'm going out of town. The timing's wrong for me. Follow up at this specific date. So those are two possible outcomes. Another possible outcome is that they could need more information before booking. Want more information before booking. Another outcome would be that you never hear from them. There's no response. And another outcome could be they tell you to drop dead.
Yeah.
Right.
Or they book and they don't show.
Well, so we're just talking like from lead to book, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so within that one journey,
segment of the
journey. Thank you. There's all these possible outcomes. Most gyms or, you know, whatever system they, maybe they don't even have systems, but let's just hope that, that at the very least you have a system to nurture them to book that, that appointment. And then, but most gyms only end there. They're not accounting for, well, what happens if any of the, those other outcomes happen? How should I respond, or what should we do? What path should we send that person down next?
Mm-hmm.
So if they, you know, tell me, hey, follow up with me later, I'm going out of town for 2 weeks. Does that, do you have a system for that? Or is it just a sticky note that gets buried and you don't respond? Because that's going to happen a lot.
Sure.
A lot. Okay. So like, let's say that they do book a consultation. Well, what are the possible outcomes there? They could cancel the appointment. If they cancel, do you have a system in place to nurture them to rebook? They could show up for the consultation, or they could no-show you.
Sure.
If they no-show you, do you have a system in place to account for that outcome? Is it mapped? Is there like a process automation? Is there something in place for you to say, hey, this person no-showed me? Does that exist? Or do you just go, eh, all right, they're gone.
Yeah, moving on. Sure.
And no-shows, you can reassure that person. You don't know why they didn't show up,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you just call them and that's it and they don't answer and it's like over, yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate reality of our business, but like we've had lots and lots of people that have no-showed and we send them down that journey. And then we let them know, hey, no problem. We understand like things come up, emergencies happen. Like, let's get you rebooked. We're letting them know, hey, this is okay
sure.
that this happened. There's no shame in it. You don't need to be embarrassed. Like, let's just get you rescheduled. And so then they schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so then let's say that they do book a consultation. Do show up for the consultation. And what are the outcomes there?
Yeah.
They could convert.
Yep.
That sends them down a path. They could tell you no thanks, or we could tell them no thanks. What path are we sending them down there? Are we just cutting ties, or are we still nurturing the relationship? They could leave undecided.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a no. It's just like, hey, I need time to think about this. I got to talk to my spouse. I'm going out of town. The timing's not right. Like, so again, what are those different potential outcomes? Do you have a system for every single one of those? So if you guys think about this from the time a client or a lead comes in to converting, then we have to have within our business, once they do become a client, look at all the different paths and outcomes, possible
just
outcomes
before
that ever even happens.
Point,
and if we're not accounting for them, we're leaving money and opportunity on the table. You know, the fortunes and the follow-up, right? But then they become a client. They could ascend. They could cancel. And then we also need a system in place for once they cancel and are no longer a member to revive them and get them to come back as a member. So really what we're creating here is like this infinity sign. That's what the system, the four circle systems, our attraction, our conversion, delivery, ascension is all about, is it's this never ending cycle of us nurturing our clients.
Sure. Absolutely.
And we could hope that, like, of course you're going to, when you're thinking about this and we're building it, we're going to go, what's the ideal track? Well, yeah, you're going to do that, but then it doesn't stop there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a trunk of a tree. It's like, yeah, you hope that, like, you know, it's just comes straight up and there's one single trunk and like it goes up and it grows beautifully. And yeah, but what about all these different branches and different directions somebody could go even once they become a client?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option. and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Yeah, and we have to think about that. Like, that's a great point. I think most business owners, gym owners specifically, you know, we have that path laid out for the perfect scenario, right? Where we at least see that, we know the vision for that. Maybe we don't have a system to support it, but we know what that kind of perfect path looks like. And we assume that that's the path everybody's going to be on, everyone's going to stay on. But we don't account for all of those different variables, all of the different, you know, maybe somebody's coming in and like we were talking before the show, you know, they got started with their fitness program, they're loving it, and then all of a sudden, you know, one week happens where they travel and then they come back and the routine's broken and they're not going back to the gym. And, you know, do you have a path for accountability to get that person back into the gym so we can keep them on the path? And to your point, like, we have to sit back and we have to think about all of the outcomes, all of the potential paths for that client, and then the real benefits building a system around it, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, and so you could just go like, this came up and this member canceled and left and I lost it and I'm moving on to the next one. And that's what our industry has traditionally done, because we would just go, it's all front end focused. Yep. It's like, you know, we focus on like getting new clients. And that's where all the attention is. And it's like, if we had just, when that event happened and we lost that member, if we step back and we go, okay, here was the path that they headed down that we did not account for, what do we need to create and put in place so that when the next person has that happen, there's a system for addressing it?
Yeah, it's like course correction, right?
Course correction.
Getting everyone back to that kind of main.
It could be course correction. It could just be a natural part of the journey too.
Sure.
So like, let's say, on the last episode, we were talking about how, like, as a business, you solve a problem, mm-hmm. right? You go into business because you want to solve a problem for somebody. Well, when a client comes in and starts with you, you're solving a problem for that client. In 3 months, 6 months, a year, usually the problem that that client started with is not the problem that they now have. It's evolved.
Sure.
So then do you have a ascension system in place, a client journey that is accounting for those typical problems? And what is the like next step or next journey or pathway that you send that client down so that they don't plateau either physically or mentally?
There you go, yeah.
And then churn and leave. So it could be overwhelming to think about, like, just, okay, well, how am I ever going to build that? Well, you don't do it just like, you don't just sit down and do it. But it's one of those things where it's like, well, once you recognize, hey, this problem exists, then we go build the system so that it doesn't happen again the next time.
Yeah, one, to your point, obviously, when you're early in business, it's real difficult to know all those paths.
Oh, you know
what I mean?
Yeah,
you've got a couple of years and a couple of reps at it. You'll know some of those commonalities. One of the things that I think really helps is knowing your numbers, right? How long are clients? Is there a commonality of when fall off is taking place? What is the reason that fall off is taking place? And then being able to cater, you know, your systems to address that stuff. And you said it earlier, ahead of the next client going down that path, experiencing that problem, and then going down that same journey outward, right? We talk about systems all the time, and sometimes it could be a little arbitrary. I don't, you know, like it's just, it's a buzzword. Like it's a system. What does that mean, right? We're talking automation. We're talking email sequences. We're talking text message nurtures. Sometimes it's face-to-face check-ins. Like there, like all of the different tools or things that we can do with those clients, building those into a repeatable process. That's what we kind of mean by a system, so that you have something that it's almost like a wash, rinse, repeat effect. You know, if somebody's going down that path, we know how to address that. If, and then obviously, as you, like you said, you don't just build it all kind of front facing before you experience all those things. But as you experience it, go back to that system, build in the safeguard, yeah. Build in the communication, the accountability, the, maybe it's a new, you know, oh, at this point, this is when people are falling off and we need some nutrition guidance so that they're not plateauing or whatever that may be. But use the data, if you may, right, of the clients that are going through your the journey in your business and identify those different markers, right? Build to that.
Yeah.
And you may not, when it happens, right, let's say somebody falls off, you might not save that client. But the whole purpose of bringing in the system is so that the next person that does experience that, you've got a solution for that problem, and we can course correct and get them back in and you know, maintain that relationship for hopefully a lot longer than.
Well, yeah, and that's so true. However, that's also the hard path. The easy path is like, this is what we teach, right?
Yeah,
like Tim built the CLA.
Oh, the CLA, yeah.
Over a decade ago or whatever, we've continued to evolve it and build it out for the scenarios that we've already run into in our business. And we know that like, this is going to happen, you know, for this, you are going to encounter this event or something very, very similar to it, mirroring it. And so you can avoid a lot of the pain of like losing that member by already having the system in place. You just have to, you know, go to somebody that's already
down that path. Yeah.
already, you know, taking their stripes, you know, and like been through it, you know, and solved the problem already. But I really think that this is the thing that differentiates gyms that are doing just okay, from gyms that are just, you know, just knocking it out of the park.
Yeah.
If I look at our business, and sometimes it's hard because you're in it
yeah,
every day, but you know, in preparing for MDM, I kind of took a step back and I was really like thinking about this, and that was one of the key things that is I was thinking about. It's like, it's really, you could have the right model, but if you don't have the gym operating system running that model, you're still going to just do okay. You know, you're still going to struggle. You're still going to run into these things, and maybe, you know, you're proactive enough, you're intelligent enough to once it does happen to recognize it and then go, you know, go build it on your own. But, you know, you're also busy and you're sometimes like hustling and putting out fires and all these things. And it's wishful thinking. Like our whole industry is built on like good intentions. Yep. People are like, I'm going to work out, you know, and they have good intentions and they struggle to stick with it. The same thing can apply to a gym owner who's like, yeah, I've got great intentions. I can go solve that problem. But then when that problem arises, you're so busy dealing with the consequences of that problem that by the time you actually solve it or get through that difficult point in time, you are then like, you forget all about it and you're like, oh, okay, made it through that. And then you never fix the problem or prevent it from happening again.
Yeah.
So, you know, we could look at like a, from a staffing component, we're talking about the client journey, but what about like a staff journey? What are sure. the possible outcomes there? And if you lose a staff member, you know, it's like if you're the owner, you could get sucked back into the training floor, or maybe you never got off the training floor, but now it's like all your time is being spent on the training floor. This is, you know, total like really a crisis for your business, because all of your time and focus and attention is spent on delivering the product. You can't grow the business. You definitely don't have time to think about like, well, how do I create a staff journey that's going to prevent this from happening, you know, next time that I hire somebody. So what happens is you scramble, you hire somebody without the journey in place, and then you repeat the cycle over again. And it, and 6 months, you find yourself in the exact same position. And so it's just like snowballs. And so it's one of those things where it's like, well, I don't have time to fix it. It's like, you don't have time not to fix it.
Yeah. That's a great point. One of my favorite sayings, I guess, is like solve problems once. Like we solve a problem once, yes. right?
Great.
And it sounds simple, but you know, when you're experiencing something, when something happens, what is the solution? If that problem reintroduces itself down the road, and you have solved it once, go back to what worked, right? And I think this is, again, it's another big nod for systems, is you build a system around it, right? In the event that this occurs, this is the solution every single time, not once in a while, not when I have time to go do it. Like apply the system that you had to fix the problem, and then that problem will self-eliminate itself over time. But I think that we, to your point, we're kind of in the weeds so often that we never take that step back to identify those journeys, identify the common problems, and then build something that's going to prevent it from coming back. When we work with coaching clients, I laugh and I hate the example, but like, you know, I want your gym to run like a Starbucks or like a McDonald's, you know, take away what they serve, but they're successful businesses because you walk in anywhere in the country and probably international and, you know, you order your drink and it's going to be, or your burger meal, whatever. And it's going to be the same exact result. It should be right in a perfect, in the ideal situation. It's going to be exactly what you expect every single time, because they have a system around it, right? And that system isn't just like the recipe. It's where does it go in the layout of the facility, right? Where are the ingredients, you know? What shelf does the milk go on, type of thing?
The supply chain.
Yeah,
how do we 100%. Get the ingredients yeah. in the first place, right? It's all mapped out.
With the fitness business, there are a ton of these different journeys, especially from the once they're a member type, right? You know, they could fall off for a million different reasons or just need some support in other ways. But when you build the systems become the baseline. And you mentioned the putting out fires. I think not only is it the differentiator between gyms that do well and gyms that do very well, I think it's the difference between if you take the revenue out of it maybe and you look at like the happiness of what you do on a daily basis as a gym owner. Right? Do you enjoy the business that you get to go into and work in, or do you feel like you're constantly putting out fires? I would say that you're probably constantly putting out fires because you lack the systems to go back to, or you haven't built those into the business that prevent those fires from reigniting.
Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
Or you're trying to solve the wrong problem.
Ooh.
Which is even creates even more frustration and burnout in the business. So let's go back to the example of a staff member quitting, right? You could go, I need to hire better. Like I need to recruit better staff. And so you could bring a staff, you know, you could create a system to bring that staff member on to hire, to find the right person. But what's really broken is your onboarding process. And so you put all this effort into creating a system for something that wasn't actually the true problem. And then you run into the same issue again. And then you're like, it's just the nature of this industry and, you know, running a gym blows and I can't do this anymore. And you get burnt out and the weight of that crushes you. So that's equally as important is having somebody that also can say like, hey, here's the problem in your business and here's how you solve that problem. And I think that not knowing the problem, not being able to identify it is as big or maybe even bigger than knowing how to solve it. You know, they're definitely, you know, of equal value.
I think about it a lot when it comes to back to the attraction systems, right? Maybe we troubleshoot those systems all the time with clients, right? From lead generation, booking percentages, show percentage, conversion percentages. Each of those are segments within that a bigger system, right? They're almost like small systems that are part of a big system at play. Well, let's say you're having problems. Let's say you got great lead flow.
Yeah.
And you've got horrible conversions. I know so many gym owners that are jumping and go change agencies because the leads are the problem. Well, the leads might not necessarily be the issue. It could be a sales conversation, right? Like you have to be able to identify within that customer journey, what is the actual place within this journey that I need to put my time and attention and go fix?
This is so amazing. Because if you don't have, we have the ProFit closing model.
Yeah.
We know exactly the flow of the consultation, the conversation, the checkpoints in the conversation, all the same. It's one specific system. And it's designed to, of course, get a conversion, but it's also designed to identify, like, are we in alignment in our beliefs? Like, do we solve the problem that this prospect has? If no, then that's not a good fit for us. So that's systematized. So if we get a lot of leads and we get a lot of bookings, but we're not converting, why aren't we converting? Is it because we're not following the system? Or is the system in place, we're following it to a T, but the person that's doing the consultation is going, dude, like these leads, they're not our clients.
Yeah.
They're not our clients. We don't serve this. We're telling them no. We're not trying to sell them. We're trying to say like, hey, this is going to create a lot of problems in our business if we bring you on. We're not the right gym for you. And so then you know. If you don't have that system in place to step-by-step follow during a consultation, then it's like, well, what's broken?
Yeah.
Is it the person we're attracting? Is it our marketing message and we're generating the wrong leads, the wrong people, the wrong attention? Or is it we stink at the conversion process? Like, so you guys start to see like all of these things are connected. They're interconnected.
Yeah. I say with our coaching clients, I probably talked about it on the podcast too. One of my favorite things about system is it creates a baseline for measurement, right? You can always refer back to the data. And that's the hard part about running a business is sometimes we're constantly making emotional decisions as opposed to using the logic and looking at the data to, and then interpreting that data to hone in on where that change needs to take place. More often than not, I see gym owners that will create a system or solve a problem once. The next time that problem comes back up, it's as if it never existed before, right? And they're like, what do I do? When you've created that solution, go back to what works, right? Go back to the system that you've created. It's the working smarter, not harder, right? You don't have to reinvent the wheel Once you've had enough reps at this, you know exactly how to go address those things that come up. So my challenge for you guys listening, guys and gals, is when you create those systems, not only one, having those systems in place, but when you have those systems in place, make sure you adhere to them. When I say we solve problems once, that's what I mean by that, right? Go back to the system that you put in place to address that problem, and then you no longer have that problem, or you know how to address that problem with the system that you've built that's worked in the past. Gym owners that are constantly putting out fires, it's because you haven't systemized those little journeys, the little pivots, the little things that pop up in the customer journey from both attraction to delivery to retention, mm-hmm. you know, all of them. And when you can really address it with a repeatable process and a system in place, I think like these businesses run like a fine-tuned machine, and it's just a matter of just do the reps, right? You're going to get the result. But I think it's a big part of making the business operate in a way that you enjoy, that's not feeling like every single day you're just constantly putting out fires, struggling to kind of get to that next level because you feel like you're in the weeds. You don't know how to get out of the seat, if that makes sense.
Well, so I know we'll kind of wrap up here, but I want to go back to the client journey. If you guys run a 6-week challenge, that wherever you got this, the challenge framework for, how far out is the client journey mapped from lead to the end of their cycle?
Most of the time, six weeks.
Where does churn occur? 6-8 weeks.
Yeah.
Because the journey is no longer mapped. It's uncharted territory. It's like your client just starts floating out there in the ocean. So it's like, well, okay, what do I need to do? You know, what if, first of all, don't run, you know, the 6-week offer because it has an end point and all that. But it's just a reinforce kind of the argument here is, again, like whatever you said, know your numbers. Like if you look at the data and you see, hey, all of my clients are churning at this point, look at like where your systematic journey ends with your clients. It's one of the reasons why, like with Semi-Private Pro, it's like there's a continuing journey. We have our lift cycle, which is evergreen. It's an infinity sign. It never ends. And it's so that there's no end point. The journey is always continuing for the client, because you don't, like, you look at the numbers and you're like, hey, how do we keep people forever? How do we turn them into, you know, lifestyle clients? You don't have a system for that, then, you know, it's going to be a problem in your business.
Yeah, completely agree. So take that, implement those systems in your business, you know, consider those different challenges or the different challenges you run into.
Just call us.
Or there you go.
Just click the link.
You want the fast button? Yeah, there you go.
Avoid the pain and the struggle. It's like, it's too hard. You guys are too busy. You know, you're working your butts off. It's like, take the fast track.
Yeah. It's speed to implementation at the end of the day, right? You can figure it out on your own, or you can lean on those that have done it. That's what we offer with our Springboard program is, we've identified these systems, like you said, with our CLA, with the Semi-Private Pro. We've built tools around these systems. We help install those in you know, different facilities around the world. So if that does appeal to you, there's a link in the show notes. Click that, jump on a call. You and I will have a conversation about the challenges you're facing, and we'll help you identify some of those solutions for you. But that's all we got for today's episode. Keep changing lives. We'll see you in the next show.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link, and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.